Yuma Perches Mishnah Dalet. Here we're going to talk about the Nyoni Chinuch there in the Gay on Yom Kippur. Hatinoikois, children that are under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, Ein Man and Oisim B'yem HaKippurin. L'choira, Chinuch, is Mechayiv that Ketanim HaMuchayiv in all mitzvahs. There's a Shaila by the Lomdim, it really boils down to Rishonim. Is the mitzvah of Chinuch that Chazal instituted that children are mechuyev mitzvahs? Or you could say it differently. Not that children are mechuyev mitzvahs. Children are not bari chiyuv, not their aisa, not their abonon. But parents are mechuyev to make sure that their children are mechuyev to do mitzvahs. There might be an afkamin. Also, are children mechuyev to become mechunich in doing mitzvahs? Or are children mechuyev to do the mitzvah to be yoytze the mitzvah? An afkamin l'marshal. If a father gives a child a luluf to take, a child should take a luluf. Mefurash Mishnah Tzukah, when he's geared to the age of Yedei Kedel Lanei, he's mechuyev, the father's mechuyev to make sure the son takes luluf and esrik. Does it have to be lochem? Is it called that he's mechunech lamaisa to do the mitzvah? He did the tzura of the mitzvah, but he wasn't yoytze because he's missing lochem? Or do the details important also because you have to be yoytze, the child has to be yoytze? Vinishvi, here's a chiddush that on Yom Kippur, there's no din of chinuch. There's no din, let's put it this way, there's no din of the child being yoitza the mitzvah of the mitzvah say and the lois say of not fasting on Yom Kippur, of not eating on Yom Kippur. So ein ma'an and oisim b'yayim ha-kippurim, but there is an inyan of chinuch, how the Mishnah says it. Ein ma'an and oisim inu in nat, aber mechanchen oisim lefnei shona v'lefnei shnosayim, b'shvil sheyu regilim b'mitzvahis. It sounds like a different din than the regular din that a katan should be mekayim mitzvahs, and the understanding is pashut. The normal din that a katan does a mitzvah is he does the mitzvah, he's yoytze. Again, like we said, does he have to be yoytze, or is the geder that the father should make sure that the child does the mitzvah the way he would be yoytze? But over here it's clearly impossible. You can't tell a 7-year-old child to fast the whole day. So Mela, over here there is no chayves chinuch, but there is chayves chinuch in the normal sense, not mitzad mitzvahs, but mitzad chinuch, mitzad training a child. So that's mechanchen lefisho, and the Mishnah speaks out the lahargiloisam. Point to note is that the Rav explains the Mishnah, if you want sheet in the Gemara, it's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that a kotten never has to finish the tainis. Lefnei shana, lefnei shnasayim, at the age of 11, 12, or for a girl, 10 or 11, we're mechanach b'shois. Lamaisa, most of the poskim do bring, it's Arachayim Tofesh, Tzad Tezayin, the Aloch Siyim Kippur, that even a tinik v'tinoikos, slightly before Bar Bas Mitzvah, midrabonon, they should be mashlam the tainis, and the year or two before goes on being mashlam the tainis, but from the age of 9 or something like that, they should be already become a chunuch l'shois. The shono shnosayim lahaloka in the Mishnah goes on chinuch l'shois, and that's from a much younger age. That's the way most of the place can bring it. There's some type of shmua of 3 taneisim before. It's not clear exactly where that comes from. It doesn't have a clear makar. It says over here lifnei shono and lifnei shnosayim. So maybe lifnei shono, which taneisim abachal, everybody counts 3 taneisim before. So that doesn't have a clear makar. Mishnah hey, ubara shehiricha, a meuberes that smells the smell of fresh food. I don't know if the sensitivity still exists, maybe to become hungry, but there was a strong hargosha that a woman can have, an expectant woman can have a craving, and the taiva so achila will become so strong from the smell that could cause sakana not only to the vlad but to her. So then the halach is machil no isach toshim nafsha. Fashtetzach then ain't dova oimel if ne bikok nefoshes. The Gemara over here has an arichus on the dinim of bikok nefoshes. The place in Shas with Chazal and Meirich on the dinim of being mechal Shabbos for a chodesh yesh besakana is over here on these mishnayis. So over here fashtetzach machil no isach toshim nafsha, and over here we won't have the din, that which is called in Chazal, of Pochus Pochus Mikashir. There's a din, the Gemara says, that the same way, even if a person has to be over an Isser, for Pekuch Nefoshes, but Mechilin Oisei Hakal Hakal, if it's possible to feed somebody who's a chayav sheyesh b'sakana things that are chiyuvei karis, or it's possible chiyuvei lavin, so if Hashem says that you'll feed him chiyuvei lavin, there's no reason to be over in his chomer. More so, there's no reason to be over on the issa deraisa of eating a shear when one could eat a pachas mekashir. Pachas mekashir might be an issa deraisa we pass in chot she'os min ha'teru, but certainly an issa yoisa kala from a shear sholeh. So Mimela over here, Ms. Stomach, you have to feed her without asking any question as much as she needs. The Gemara actually over here has Narichus, where the Gemara goes through stages. The Gemara says before they feed him Uberes, they would whisper in her ear, Yom Kippurim Hayoim. And sometimes, als the Kiddush, als the Seirus Shaboy, then her Taivas Achil would go away. The Gemara even brings a famous story where there were two women in such a situation. One woman, they whispered in her ear, immediately she stopped having cravings. The other woman, they had to feed her. The woman who stopped having hunger cravings, she was carrying an Uber with a Hoichin Hashama, she was carrying the Elegant Amoyru Rabbi Yochanan, so therefore Miyad. And the Gemara brings a Pasuk, Mi Beten Imoy, Yidatiu, Rabbi Yochanan was a Kaddish Merechem. The other one turned out to be a robber later on in life. So Gemara brings, and if the lechisha ba'ozno doesn't help, so then they try to give her to eat a mashahu. Lechetchila, what they even do is they stick a spoon in roitiv shel tafshel in order that it should be pachas pachas mekashir. If they give her roitiv mitafshel, so it's less even than the tafshel, they give her a mashu of the tafshel. If they give her pachas pachas, they try. And if not, because once she doesn't, once the cravings don't go away from a mashu, that means she has to eat properly. So then, like we said, one last point on the din of Uber worth pointing out is who has the din of an Uber? The din of an Uber, first of all, states in the Mishnah that pikuach nefashos, according to one nosach in the Gemara, it's not that she's at risk. For her, life is a davar pashut that we would save her even at the cost of eating on Yom Kippur. The chiddush is that even to save the life of an unborn child also has a din of endava oimel lefnei pikuach nefashos. On that, however, the poskim point out, you look at the Mishnah Berurah over here in Tafrei Yud Zayin. He brings from the poskim that Uber, which is less than 40 days old, which wasn't so common to make Chazal, how did a woman know she was expecting? Today they have tests. So if a woman is a milberes pochus me'aboyim yoim, Yitochin that there's no din of atzolas Uber because Pachas Me'aboyim doesn't have a din of an Uber. She doesn't have a din of a Mu'beres. So if her life was at risk, it's a Davar Pashut. But if the unborn fetus, which is less than 40 days old, is at risk, it doesn't have a Tzus of Vada, over there wouldn't be a din Pekuch Nefashus. Now we're going from Uber, which is a Shal Pekuch Nefashus, to a proper Pekuch Nefashus. Choyle Machil and Oysen Al Pibikin. A Choyle is Michael Oysal Pibikian, and it's interesting, the Uber, the din over here is a din miyuchad of Hiricha, and that's a din generally you don't have by a choylo, but what he's saying is that you can listen to a doctor's vote, to a doctor's opinion, and based on doctors, he talks about Roiv Roifim, and Roifim Bikim, he has a whole sugi over here. With Roifim, it's Nagea, mostly Chil Shabbos, but it's Nagea, of course, on the decision-making process of other Averis, especially eating on Yom Kippur. So, Machin lo yisal pi b'kiyim. If him ain't shom b'kiyim, let's say you don't have somebody faints. You don't have a doctor there, you can't ask questions. Machin lo yisal pi atzmi, you have to take a layman's opinion. There are no Hatzolah members around. Freg nish, don't ask shaylas. Ad shiyem edai. If the person faints, you feed him right away. Ad shiyem edai. It's not so common with food. What's more common is somebody could go into a matzah of sakona from dehydration. Fratna Eretz Yisroel, where it's hot, you could have somebody could pass out, and then you don't know what his situation is. Could be in diabetic shock, v'chule. On that, there's no questions. Befrat with diabetics. There's no shilas, and if there's any risk factor, fashtetzach, even on a small risk factor, machil enoisat shiyem and die. Lamaisa, it would be worth pointing out a chilik between Uber and a choyle, not on something that's negeh, specifically Uber Chayla, but where this normally plays itself out. Like we mentioned before, there's a halacha of machil and oise pochas pochas. Where is this again? Somebody has a heart condition or any other medical condition which necessitates not fasting. B'derech klal, if the person prepares themselves beforehand, so they could be, they could get away with eating shiurim. They prepare, everybody knows, a matchbox is as small as possible, and a schnapps cup for liquid. They could eat and drink in pochus mekashir increments. Now, remember we had before the Mishnah that achil eshtia not mitzdarif. So you don't have to wait. The longest time of kedei achilas pras is 9 minutes. You don't have to wait the 9 minutes between food and drink, back to food, back to drink, because the two are not mitzdarif into one maisa. So the eating and the drink can be b'teich 9 minutes. Vinishvi, that's usually only when somebody is has to be in a situation of preventative eating. That means you don't want somebody as a medical condition. You don't want them to go into a state of being choyla. Masha'enkin by a choyla himself, somebody who's fighting off serious illness, there the shayla is not only that fasting would trigger a medical crisis, but the person's in a medical crisis. So there, in order to fight off the illness, when a person's in a hospital fighting off a serious illness, or a person's actively not well, not just they have a condition, a chronic condition, and they have to avoid a medical crisis, but they're in a medical crisis, there it's meduik in the Rambam, this is a strong piece, the Rizkirov b'shem Reb Chaim Kiyadua, that the din of machil and oisei poches is only by somebody who the eating is to prevent choyli, which is might be the case by very many mioberesin, when there's a pregnancy at risk, and the doctors will say, or a woman is expecting multiples, so the doctor will say that she has to eat, usually over there poches is enough. You're trying not to trigger a situation. Masha'enkim, you're talking about somebody who's actively not well, Reb Chaim said he has to eat properly. He has to have as much koyach as he can in order to fight off illness. You can't compromise somebody by feeding him matchbox-sized bites of meat every 9 minutes. He's not getting what he needs in order to fight off the illness. There, the choyli is to be at maximum, not just for maintenance at the minimum. It's a very important distinction. They get every year in many people halacha l'maaseh.